We are learning Masechet Shkalim Daf Beis Amud Beis, and we are starting two lines from the top. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi B'Shem Rebbe says, "Azoy, a little legarata, a little Shkalim star legarata. Hey, Nikra v'loy nivus. Heck, you read these psukim and not shake with fear, because we're going to show how big the Yetzer Hara is. Lit Toiva, when it came to Toiva, bringing like the presents for the Beis Hamikdash, kol nediv leiv." It says, Evi Nediv Levi, not every person, only Nediv Levi, Nedive Levi. The people had a good heart, they brought. L'ra, when it came to L'ra, the Pasuk says, V'yisparku kol ha'am. The Lashon of the Pasuk is, V'yisparku kol ha'am, Lashon kol, everyone gave to the Egel. L'tayva, it says, this is talking about Matan Torah, V'yoytze Moshe Sa'am. He had to schlep the Egel out of bed to come to Matan Torah. But L'ra, when it comes to the Meraglim, it says, Tikkur like Kulchem, everyone gathered around. So he's saying, look, you see in the Pesukim how everyone comes to Ra, it's much more excited. Another example, the Toiva, it says, Oz Yosher Moshe Avnei Yisrael, which just sounds like that Moshe Avnei Yisrael had to, like, Moshe had to force the Eden, he sang the Yisrael, he made the Eden sing, he had to start them off. But L'Ra, Matisa Kol Ha'eda, it says, this is also talking about Raglim, everyone, Kol Ha'eda V'Tifku, in order to help them out. This Kol Ha'eda V'Yitu Es Kailam V'Yivku Ha'am V'Alai Lahu. Everyone cried that night, and he didn't need any help. So you see how sometimes the Yetzer Hara gets with you and makes you much bigger as reasons for bad. Amar Chiya Ba'aba. Ochen Hishkimu Hishchisu. The Pasuk says they got up early and they were mashkas. What's mashkas? All hashkas, which is Avodah Zarah usually, they did it in the morning. They woke up early to be mashkas. You see also this idea that the mizrizim magdim lemitzvahs. By mitzvah, you know, it's also an Indian to be to make Jews with the mitzvahs, but they did it l'ra. Omar Rabbi Abba Acha, ain't the Yachal Lamed al Ufya Shul Umazu. It's very hard to figure out the hanhogos of this nation of the Klal Yisrael. Nitvim le'egel v'noistim. They ask them to bring money for the egel, they come running. Nitvim le'mishkan v'noistim. They give money to Mishkan also. So what are they? They're here or here? Like, well, what's going on with them? So they stand a little bit. They're a little bit not. You know, they're not consistent. When you ask them for Avodah Zarah, they come running. Come from Mishkan, they come running also. The same thing. So what's that? Tana, Rab, Yehu, whoever has to ask, help me out with the name. Yosef Bar Chanina. Yosef Bar Chanina says, Adam Astita, he has a Teretz. He says that it's not a Kasha. Why? Because if I cared, the Mishkan was a Kapara for the eagle. Vasisa kapiris zov tar, yavai zov shal kapiris v'chapa zov shal egel. The zov of kapiris will come and mechapa on the zov of the egel. So if I care, that's why they're so enthusiastic, because they were be mechapa for the kapara of the aver of the egel. Rav Chaya give a shame, Rav Shimon ben Shmuel bar Nachman, Shalish Trumas Nerim Parashas Truma. Look at the Pesukim, it says at the beginning of Parasha, Dabel Bnei Yisrael, Ichli Truma, that's the first one, Eiskos Shere Devan Levoi, Tichu as Truma, see, second one, V'zois HaTuruma, Shtichu Miyitam. There's three times Truma in the Parasha of Parashas Truma, beginning of Parashas Truma. So the Gemara Darshans, each one means something else. And if this sounds familiar, that's a great thing, because it's a Rashi and Chumash. So it says over here, Shalosh Trumas Nemer Parashas HaTruma. Adonim, V'Trumas Shkolim, V'Trumas HaMishkan. Three Trumas were Adonim, V'Trumas Shkolim, V'Trumas HaMishkan. Dav Ibn Eishav Yichlu Truma, Zu Trumas Adonim. How do you know it's Trumas Adonim? Process elimination. Because the next two have arrived from Sukkim, which one it means. It means there are three Trumas. What are three Trumas? Let's pick it outside. One Truma was everyone to bring the Tcheles, the Shemel Lamar, the Argaman, all these things to bring. That was the Truma. Everyone had different things. Nothing the same. There was another truma called the Machzah Shekel went for the Adonim. This was exact. It couldn't be Marbury, it couldn't be Might, being exactly Machzah Shekel in order to pay for the Adonim. And there was another one that was also everyone brought the same, but it didn't have the Machzah Shekel. It could have been more. And that was for the Kabbanis. That was the three trumas they brought at this time. So again, the Pasuk in Sarah. Zayis HaTrumah Shetichum Yitam Shetichumah HaMishkan Shetichumah HaMishkan. The first is Trumas Adonim. That's the first one. Meis Kol Hashem Vayelu Bayi Tichos Trumasi Zu Trumas Shkolim. And the drasha is because it's Trumasi, my Truma, which means for the Kabbalas. The Ebrei is saying my Truma is for Kabbalas. Zu Trumas Shkolim. That's the Shkolim. V'zayis HaTrumas Yichum Itam Zav Chas V'Chayshes Zu Trumas HaMishkan. Good says Zav Chas V'Chayshes Trumas HaMishkan LaMishkan. Mashvir Tzuyasu. The Tumas of Mishkan, everyone brought whatever they wanted. Tumas Shkol and the carbon, Mashvir Tzuyasu. Also, whatever denomination they could have brought. Everyone being the same, but any denomination that could be brought. Everyone should be equal in the Kabbalahs. Chumas adonim la adonim, that'd be dafka machzah shekel. Ha'osher lo yarbe v'adah lo yamid. That'd be exactly this amount. Ha'osher lo yarbe v'adah lo yamid. So very clear. We have three trumas, and we said, v'zoyis that truma ha'shtichum v'yitam, that's a generic word truma. That goes for the adonim, because the other two we know. Truma C is the kabbanis. And v'zoyis, and the other pasuk it says, zavachas v'chayshis, that we know is the, it says, v'zoyis that truma, that we know is the Trumas HaMishkan, which meant whatever you wanted to bring, because that's all the raw materials. Because the total amount of kesef they collected was exactly 100 kikar, a certain amount, exactly a certain amount of kikar, and that's when you need a donum, so everything being exactly a half a shekel. But kabbonis, everyone brought the same amount. But we'll see later on in the Mishnah, you don't have to bring a machzah shekel. Everyone can bring a darfin, or half a darfin. Everyone can bring like a $50 also. If everyone brings $50, that's good also. By shkol for kabbonis, everyone has to be equal, but it doesn't have to be, the amount doesn't have to be, it's not set in stone, the amount that they have to bring. What? Everyone brings the same. Everyone brings the same, but it doesn't have to be all 50 cents. Every single person of Kaiser gives 50 cents, or they give, every single Kaiser gives $50, or even gives $500. Everyone has to give the same amount, but the amount is not set in stone. By Adonim, it was Machzis HaShekel Davka. So that's the pasuk in Parashas Truma. The Gemara says that the Parashas Kisis is also similar. Amar Rav Avin, Af Parashas HaZoyis Nemek Bagimot Trumais. Here also says in the pasuk of, in the beginning of Parashas Kisisa, it also says the time, three times Truma. It says, Zeh Yitnu, Kol Oive Al Pekud Machzis HaShekel V'Shekel Kodesh, Esem Geri HaShekel Machzis HaShekel, Truma La Hashem. It's number one. Kol Oive Al Pekud Machzis HaShekel V'Shekel Kodesh, Esem Geri HaShekel Machzis HaShekel, Two. Ha'osh Le'yar V'dal Le'yam V'HaShekel, Los Yitz Truma HaShem L'Chav Nefesh HaSeichem. All three things also, the same idea, that three, it's Merambe, it's the three Trumas. It said further in the Mishnah, that's, now we finished already with the Rosh Chodesh Adar, Mashmiyam Al Shkolim, and with Mashmiyam Al Kalayim. Now we come to the din of Tesvav Be'adah. So what does it say? Karev Tzegilah V'krochim. In Yerushalayim, for example, they lay in the Megillah on the 15th day of Adar. Zot the Gemara, Loi Chayin, Omer Rav Chalboi, Rav Huna, Rav, Meshem Rechia Rabba, HaKol Yoitzim B'yadalet, Shuzman Kriyasa. So he says, the Gemara, this is the Gemara we had a little bit before, that the Gemara says that you could be Yoitza, when Yoitz, even on the Pnei Vav, the current or Yadalid, the Taka Yoitz. So the question really is, so why did the Mishnah say over Tesvav Karim? Why didn't it say the Ikka day that everyone is Yoitz? So it must be that our Mishnah holds you're not Yoitz on Yadalid, therefore it says Tesvav. That's the Gemara's Kasha, it's a Kasha Rav Chia. In Shami language, it's a Kasha Rav Chia, where it says, Loikain. This is not like Rav Chia. Loikainam Rav Chalbei Rav Huna Rav V'Shem Rav Chia Rava. Hakol Yoitz V'Dalat Shuzman Kriyasa. Everyone holds that everyone's Yoitz on the Yadalat. So our mission is not like that. Our mission is Tetzvah. So the Gemara, no. Loi Ba El Lamdecha Shekol Mitzvahs Haneeges V'Adar. No, really, Yoitz on Yadalat and you can read Tetzvah. Either one. I want our mission to Tetzvah. Loi Ba El Lamdecha Shekol Mitzvahs Haneeges V'Adar Sheini. It just comes to teach us that everything in our Mishnah is talking about Adar Sheni. How do we know that? Since we were talking about Purim in our Mishnah, we know Purim goes with Adar Sheni, like the Mishnah says in Masechta Megillah. Mikra Megillah is on the second Adar. That's begal to us that the rest of the Mishnah is talking about Adar Sheni. Are you going to ask me? Are you going to ask me Akasha? That L'chayra, you're going to ask me Akasha. I lechayra, why is it Tesvav? Let's say Yadal. It says, no, that's the Ikka day, Lamaisa. That's the main day. Therefore, it says Tesvav. But the point is not teaching us Hilchos Megillah over here. What we're teaching us over here is the din of Adar Sheni. So tomorrow, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Acha have a Yosefin. They're both sitting. Omer Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Acha. He turns to Rabbi Acha and says, Loim v'stav re'el she'ovar. Av labo loy. He says, isn't this halacha that Yotze Yadal? It's not talking about a case where a guy leaned on Yadal. And then Tesvav, he forgot. And now it's Chaf Adar, and he says, Yaitza. Of course it's Yaitza. What do you want him to do? He can't. It's too late. It's not the Chiddush is like this, that if you lay in Yadalid, even if it's before Tesvav, I don't lay on Tesvav. That's what it says. Most speed halacha is that if you lay on your dalad, you are yaitz al-khatrila. You don't have to lay on tesvav. Even though you kuchtol, you don't have to lay on tesvav. That's the halacha. Freight the Gemara, referring to Gemara, Yaisa asked Ravacha, but Tani Makam Shadal Kresh Shte Yamim. The halacha is in a place, let's say, that's a suffix of if it's a walled city or not. And it's very possible Ramot or Harnof or one of these places. It's a suffix if you lay at Megillah once or twice. If you lay Megillah on Tezvav Yadal. We're not sure if it's a walled city yet. We're not sure if it's a walled city. What's the halacha? You have a suffix. The halacha is you're laying both days. That's what it says. You're laying for 2 days. So he's asking, well, how could that be possible? If you did it Yadal already, you're Yaitza, Lechatchila. So what's the problem? On a city, it's a suffix. You just lay Yadal and you're good. Why laying 2 days? Amalei, he says, you know, I used to hold like you that you shouldn't have lain tesvav. So we don't have pshat. So Amar Rabbi Mana, so Rabbi Mana comes, third Ma'amayra comes and says, I will tell you pshat, why we lay in both days. Amar Mana v'yos, it's very good you lay in both days and not only yodal. Why? Ilu mishikari b'dalud, chaz v'kar tesvav, shem ein shemim loy, imat oime kein, it's like it's ma'ak rachav yodacha. There's a problem with the Gersi here, that he says, if you only lain yodalud, and you didn't lay on Tezvav, so then they're going to say there's no such thing as Zman Krochim anymore. If you only lay your Dalit and you don't lay in Tezvav, they're going to say, oh, there's no such thing as Tezvav anymore. Therefore, you can't make a Takana to only lay your Dalit. And therefore, in such a case, where we're making a Takana, you have to lay in both days. Avada for Yochid landed up laying on your Dalit, he doesn't still lay again on Tezvav, because that's not a Takana Ladiris. But a Takana Ladiris that you only lay on one day, that will and effectively just oiker the whole din of Tezvav. We don't want to do that. Shema and Shema Leim, at oimik and imtis, oiker is man krochem biyadecha. You land up being oiker the whole din. Tani, Rav Shem Leim, and mitzvah negas v'ashenei negas v'rishoyin. Mitzvah negas v'adashenei, are not noig v'adarishoyin. Chutz, mehespe v'tainis shem shavim. V'zeh v'zeh. Besides, mehespe v'tainis, that you can't do on yudalad adarishoyin, Tezvav adarishoyin, and Tezvav adashenei, and yudalad adashenei. Rabbah, Rav Yirmim Shem Rav, Rav Simon Shem Shem Levi, Halach Gershom Megillah, Pasuk Gershom Megillah, which means that you don't lay the Megillah on the first Adah, only the second Adah. The only thing you do on the first Adah is Tainus and Hesped that you can't have. Rav Huna Rav Tzipirin, Oma Hinig Rav Chanina B'Tzipirin Kahadar Gershom Megillah. Rav Chanina was Noeg in Tzipirin like Rav Shem Megillah's Halacha. And so what's Mashma? Lo Oma Le Hinig, only Hinig. Ha Halacha Lo, you didn't pass like that, you just said that was a minute. So that's all when it comes to Purim. Aval in your stories, when it comes to stories, kois ve ad rishon ve ad sheni stam. This man the Yama says that when it comes to I'm writing a star, ad sheni stam adar. Ad rishon says ad aleph. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Yehuda Emer, ad rishon stam, ad sheni tanin, the opposite. Ad rishon is stam, and ad sheni, you write ad sheni. And if I care, the ad rishon is a stam adar.